Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, eternal one who was before the beginning and will be after the end, Alpha and Omega, beyond time, creator of time, mover of time, freely choosing to enter time and become human by holy mystery through the power of your Holy Spirit overshadowing Mary. You became conceived as a baby to be born of a woman like all of us. May we be humbled by your great compassion and adore you in worship and be amazed at your great mystery. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. An old man was coming to the close of his journey in life. You are going to enter that special time he had with his sons. Come and see. Come and see and listen and observe this sacred time of blessing. Come, watch, hear this holy moment of faith of a father blessing his sons before he dies. Come, enter this holy, sacred moment. Joseph, the time is coming very soon for me to go to my father's. Go and get your brothers. Start with your brother Benjamin, my beloved Benjamin. Get all of your brothers. The time is drawing near for me to be gathered with my father's, to go to the God of my fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, my God, the only true God, your God. Joseph, go quickly and bring your brothers. I want all 12 of you here. So Joseph leaves the room and returns soon with his brothers, my sons. The years have gone by. I'm about to be gathered to my people. Bury me in the cave with my fathers near Mamre in Canaan, the place Abraham bought as a burial place, where Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah are buried, where I buried Leah. Bury me there. You understand my instructions? All the sons answered, "Yes, father." "Reuben, my Reuben, come close. Come here, my firstborn. The first sign of my strength, come, let me place my hand on your head and bless you. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, the first sign of my strength, excelling in power." And so began the blessing in more words towards Reuben. Then Simeon and Levi were called. And next, Judah. Ah, Judah, my fourth born by Leah, my fourth born. Come here, chosen one, so I may bless you. Then he raises his hands and places them on Judah's head. "Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, in the obedience of the nations is his. Did you hear those words from Jacob's lips to Judah, his fourthborn son? The scepter will not depart from Judah till he comes to whom it belongs. Words of prophecy spoken in Egypt years upon years ago. What do they mean? Royalty would come from Judah? Kings would come from the house of Judah? And there is one in particular that is coming who will be king in a manner not like any others. A king forever. A king that will one day rule over all people, all nations. That is to whom the scepter belongs. Someone from the house, the tribe of Judah, will reign eternally. Jacob died and was buried in the cave along with Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah. Jacob was buried with his wife Leah, the mother of Judah, in the promised land that one day Israel will come to possess. The years pass by and the hand of the Lord is moving history along. Life in Egypt becomes one of slavery as the years pass by. Moses is raised up. Israel delivered by the mighty hand of God. David anointed king. David of the tribe of Judah. Promise given to David that one of his descendants will sit on the eternal throne whose kingdom will never end. For the Lord will establish the kingdom, the house of David, the tribe of Judah. One is coming. The years pass. Time is in the Lord's hand, and that hand is moving time along according to the will of the Almighty. When will this promised one come? When will the Messiah come? Another day in the life of a young woman. A day like any other day, get up and does the chores, prepares the meals, and go see Joseph and perhaps surprise him with a special lunch at his carpenter's shop. It's just another ordinary day, just like yesterday, and it will be the same tomorrow. That is what life is. Yesterday I did this, today I do this, tomorrow I do this. One day just becomes the next, and so forth. Till that time, the Lord established in his own counsel to fulfill the prophecy given in Egypt, breathed by the Holy Spirit through Jacob, known as Israel. The time has come. It is now. The messenger, the angel of the Lord, is sent by the Lord to a young woman living in an ordinary town as an ordinary peasant. Life in Nazareth. Greetings. You who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. And Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Just imagine yourself having an ordinary day, and then the supernatural, extraordinary appears and speaks to you. Highly favored, the Lord is with you. If those words were not enough to trouble you, how about the words spoken next? You will become pregnant and give birth to the eternal king who will sit on David's throne. A son will be born. Give him the name Yeshua, which means the Lord saves. For your son will be the son of the Most High, the Most High God. Go to Elizabeth, your cousin, who is in her sixth month, even in her old age. We really cannot grasp all of the emotions of that moment and the wonder of that conversation. the astonishing actions that is happening. And the angel says, do not be afraid. Not only is this a life-altering moment for Mary, it is a history-transforming moment for all of mankind. This is a one-off, one-of-a-kind moment. Never had this type of conversation taken place before. It will never happen again. There is only one to be conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Only one that would be born with that mystery of fully human and fully divine. Born of Mary, conceived by God as the incarnation. Holy child, Savior of the world, Mary. You will be that one chosen human woman to carry God in your womb. And with that extraordinary announcement, Mary answers, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Would you have had the ability to answer as such, I am the Lord's servant, may it be as you have said? Would you have had the ability to calm your fears and humbly receive the word spoken in obedience? Scripture does not record Mary wondering what others may say. Scripture does not record Mary wondering about what this may do to her pledge to be married to Joseph. Scripture does not record any thought about what may happen to her. Scripture records a young woman believing and accepting the word spoken to her and her willingness for the word to be in her life. That is the way we as disciples of Jesus are to live out our faith. Not wondering about what others may say, not worrying about what may happen to us. We are to simply believe and live according to the word of Holy Scripture in obedience, with willingness for the fulfillment and the fullness of all that word to come alive in our lives and live moment by moment in the power of the word of God. Mary rushes off to visit her cousin Elizabeth. This was not a walk around the corner or down the street. This was pack your bags, pack your food, pack your bedroll, pack for a several day journey. Nazareth is up in the north near the Sea of Galilee. The hill country of Judea is in the south, south of Jerusalem, in the hills. The journey would take several days and be near 100 miles distance. Mary rushes off to see the confirming truth of what was spoken to her. The scripture says that as soon as Mary's voice reached Elizabeth's ear, the baby in Elizabeth's womb filled with the Holy Spirit and jumped, and Elizabeth exclaims, filled with the Holy Spirit, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ear, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. And then Mary burst forth in that song, the Magnificat. Jesus is born. And shepherds from the field come telling all about the word from the angelic host. Mary treasures up all these things and ponders them in her heart. When 8 days old, Jesus was presented at the temple. Simeon and Anna spoke words to Mary and Joseph about the child in their arms. Simeon has seen the Lord's salvation. a sword will pierce your heart, Mary. Anna speaks about the child and the redemption of Israel. What did all this mean to a mother whose son was only 8 days old? Could they know what all this means? How all this would play out in the coming years? We live in a fallen world. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. Evil abounds and seems to be gaining the upper hand as terrorism extends its evil westward. Sickness comes, accidents happen, bones break, doctors deliver diagnoses that bring shock and tears with trembling sadness. Sadness in souls if times of family gathering come, knowing there will be empty seats there this year, no longer filled with the loved ones around the table. How can you find joy in all of this? As the New York Daily News cover story on December 3rd said, God isn't fixing this. And with the paper writing, prayers aren't working from their perspective. Do not be afraid. Believe. Believe and live out the fullness, that fullness of faith in Jesus Christ. Believer, child of God, I want you to know that God did do something to fix all of this mess. The eternal God entered into this mess and gave his life to redeem this mess. In Jesus Christ, God made a way for hearts to be transformed. You want to bring hope, peace, and joy and love into another person's life? You want to see another soul redeemed? Share the gospel of Jesus Christ. More legislation cannot change a heart and redeem a soul. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Did Mary know all that will come? Did she know what would happen as her son, the Son of God, would grow in her womb, be born, learn to walk, learn to talk, learn carpentry from Joseph, learn the Torah as any other boy, learn to run and play, learn to fish, learn and grow in wisdom and stature? Mary could dream like any other mother dreams, but she did not know. Just like any other mother really does not know. Still, she believed. Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Mary did not need to know what it all meant, how it would impact her life. You don't need to know what it all means or how it will impact your life. Mary trusted, Mary believed. You trust, believe. You do not need to know what tomorrow may bring. Trust, believe. The one who fulfills his word and redeems will be gracious to you and will be gracious to all who call upon the name of Christ Jesus. He fulfills his promises. He will fill you with hope, peace, joy, love, for he is the Christ. Amen. Come, thou long-expected Jesus.